Welcome. My name is Tim McCarthy, and I'm a member of the faculty here at the Harvard Kennedy School. This is an event where we will be celebrating the publication of Jeremy Scahill's new book, The Dirty Wars. And in addition to Jeremy, who's here with us today, and we're honored to have you here, we also have two other sort of American legends, Amy Goodman from Democracy Now! And the indispensable Noam Chomsky from MIT. I'm a program director at the Carr Center for Human Rights Policy at the Kennedy School, and we're one of the co-sponsors of today's event, along with the ACLU of Massachusetts. The American Friends Service Committee of Massachusetts. The Cambridge Peace Commission. And the Community Church of Boston. I'd just like to ask everybody to turn your cell phones off or put on vibrate, and there will be no flash photography. We have enough flash here in the room today. This event is being live streamed in Democracy Now! We'll also be making a video of it, which will be on the Carr Center website next week. I just wanted to say right now that we are going to show a clip of a new movie based on the book, Dirty Wars, that is actually tonight is going to be shown at the Boston Independent Film Festival at the Somerville Theater at 6:30. It is sold out, so I don't know if any of us will be able to get in if you don't have tickets already. But this film will also be premiering nationwide on June 7th and here in Boston on June 14th at the landmark Kendall Square Cinema. But today we're going to play a short clip as a way to introduce our speaker and the discussion, and we will play that clip now.
Friend, like a map, but I didn't want to. I was throwing people at the door. Jeremy and Domi
should mention that that Jeremy's book, Dirty Wars, is being sold outside by Haymarket Books, and afterwards, Jeremy and Amy Goodman will stay for a signing conversation after the formal event is over. And now, without further ado, I'd like to introduce Cade Crockford from the ACLU of Massachusetts, who will introduce the rest of our panel today. Cade?
Thank you so much for coming out today, and thanks to the Carr Center and Harvard for having us here today. Okay, there we go. So, as you just saw in this film, I'm Kate Crockford with the ACLU of Massachusetts. I run something called the Technology for Liberty Project at the ACLU here, and we work on a whole host of issues related to privacy and liberty and technology. So we deal with government surveillance a lot, and you're going to see how that links in to the film and Jeremy's book in a moment. I'm going to talk very quickly because I know you all came to hear Jeremy and Noam and Amy. Why is the ACLU co-sponsoring this event? Well, you heard Ron Wyden in that clip talking about how we don't even know what the U.S. government's rules are for killing American citizens. We don't know a whole lot more about what, you know, the subject of the events that Jeremy's book covers. We don't know exactly what our government is doing in a variety of countries. You know, we all know about the drone war. Jeremy's book will inform you about a different kind of war, dirty wars that take place all over the globe with plenty of different weapons and lots of different maneuvers, not just drones, involving special operations forces and the CIA. And the American public doesn't know largely anything about what's going on. This is a real problem. We live in a democracy, ostensibly, and so we should know what our government is doing, what our tax dollars pay for. We should know whether our government is breaking the law, for example. We don't. Not only do we not know what the rules, the government's rules are for killing American citizens, we don't know what the government's rules are for killing people in so-called signature strikes, which are strikes that the CIA does in at least Pakistan, also Yemen. These strikes kill people based on patterns of behavior, not based on identity. So oftentimes, the U.S. government does not even know who we're killing. The ACLU has been waging both a legislative and lobbying campaign, or rather legal and lobbying campaign, to try to find out what the U.S. government's legal justification for these strikes and these campaigns is. We have not. Thus far, we have not seen any of the upwards of, I believe, 11 legal memos that describe these authorizations. We don't know. We're in the dark. Essentially, the law is secret. That's a real problem. So not only does the ACLU care about these events because of that, but we also, I want you to pay attention as you listen to Jeremy tonight or today and as you read his book to the various strategies, tactics, and technologies that are being deployed in the war on terror, in these dirty wars in various countries overseas. Because those tactics, strategies, and technologies have a way of coming home. You know, we're already seeing that drones are beginning to invade U.S. airspace, but that's really just scratching the surface of how foreign military operations have a way of migrating into the domestic space. And towards that end, there's a petition going around the room that my colleague Nancy Murray has given out to some people. We here in Massachusetts are trying to pass three bills dealing with drones, license plate readers, and electronic privacy. So please sign those petitions, and if you end up with one of them at the end, please bring them to the front, and you can hand them to me. I'll be up here somewhere. So having said all of that, I want to introduce Jeremy. It's going to be very brief. You all know who he is. Jeremy's the author of Blackwater, New York Times bestselling book on one of the largest and most secretive, up until he wrote the book, mercenary companies in the world, run by Eric Prince. Jeremy has covered numerous war zones for decades. He's been in Iraq, Yugoslavia, Afghanistan, Yemen, Somalia. And without further ado, I want to introduce Jeremy, who's a great friend of mine.